Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Donnie Football Friday here on Pomp and Joe. I'm trailing in the quiz show, and I'm trailing by a lot. What's the score in games? 5-2 limits?
No, the score is now 6-2, Donnie.
I feel like I've been playing well every week, but Donnie gets me with his strategies. At least twice I've lost when I can't name a bunch of things like Browns quarterbacks. I screwed that up. What was it last week that I needed to name at the end?
Notre Dame players in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
That's correct.
I think it was.
Yeah, that hurts. Sports Talk on 93.7 The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus, now streaming on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season now streaming only on Paramount Plus. We're at 84 Lumber here, having the time of our lives. We've eaten like kings.
It has been phenomenal.
We're being showered with gifts. I mean, this is incredible. One of the greatest remotes I've ever done. I mean, it's up there with the baseball card castle, where the general treats us like kings. You got to come out there too, Donnie.
I know, and I actually just shot him a text. I asked Limits for his number the other night because we have a random collection of bobbleheads at home because Sarah's great uncle passed a couple of months ago, so Sarah's mom just gave us this whole box. I picked out the ones that I wanted, you know, some of the neat ones in there.
Like what?
What were some of the ones?
Do you have a Pomp bobblehead?
I actually do have a Pomp bobblehead from our friends at the Washington Wild Things.
That's amazing.
I think there may have been one with it was either Sid or Gino, like, holding the cup. One of those bobbleheads.
Oh, yeah.
Was a good one. A couple of good Pirates ones in there. Like a Dave Parker in there, I believe.
They have a Jack Sawinski one, but he's striking out on the bobblehead.
He's swinging and missing. You hit a little button. But I texted.
Did they ever make a Will Craig bobblehead where he's running back to first?
Not that I'm aware of, though.
Sorry, Donnie.
But Sarah's been on me to do something with these bobbleheads, and the general's the only person I could think of, outside of putting them, I don't know, online somewhere just outright getting rid of them.
Yeah, he might like them, or he might tell you some are worth something.
Yeah.
You never know. All right, Limits, we're ready.
All right, let's see if Joe can come back in the quiz show, because by the time we get to the NFL playoffs, it might be just completely and utterly over, and there will be no need for any quiz show playoffs. We'll see how that might transpire. All right, the first question goes to you.
I really need a win here, Donnie.
Joe?
I really need a win. Yeah.
Okay, Joe. In the 2005 victory for the Steelers over the Bears, 21-9, Jerome Bettis ran over Brian Urlacher in the snow for a touchdown.
I was there.
Bettis had two touchdowns that day. Who scored the other for the Steelers?
Hines Ward.
Joe is off to a good start.
I might add it was a hell of a play down the left sideline where he broke a bunch of tackles. Not to add a Mulsey like I'm even smarter than I appeared to be.
But you did.
There. Yes.
Donnie, okay. Do you know who the Bears quarterback was in that 2005 game?
Kyle Orton.
We're off to a really good start.
We're hot, Donnie. I'll take a fist bump there. I'm actually happy for Donnie when he plays well, which is every week.
I'm glad. All right, Joe, the next question is to you. Joe, the Bears have never had a 4,000-yard passer in franchise history. Who came the closest to breaking that mark and the closest to passing 4,000 yards?
Jay Cutler.
Incorrect.
What?
Jay Cutler is second. There is a player that has 26 more yards than Jay Cutler.
I was very confident in that.
I'm going to say it's Caleb Williams from last year.
It is not Caleb Williams from last year.
I'll say Kyle Orton.
It is not Kyle Orton.
Rex Grossman.
It is not Rex Grossman.
Justin Fields.
It is not Justin Fields.
That was close, Donnie.
Malzy, do you know the answer to this question?
You got to say it again.
Okay, Malzy, the Bears have never had a 4,000-yard passer
nowhere
in franchise history.
This is like Benzi off the top rope at the Tomlin News Conference.
Who has come the closest to breaking that mark? Who has the most passing yards in a single season in Bears franchise history?
So who was the answer that was used that was wrong? Cutler?
Jay Cutler has been used. Kyle Orton has been used. Justin Fields has been used.
Oh, man. I would say Sexy Rexy Grossman.
Rex Grossman was also used and is incorrect, so I will give you another guess because I forgot to mention Rex Grossman.
Well,
what
Bears
if Malzy
quarterback
gets it
closest
right?
to 3,000 yards. Oh,
If Malzy gets it right, you all lose.
I got one.
What was his name?
Vince Evans.
It was a guy
Evans.
In the 90s.
Vince Evans?
Yeah.
No, that is incorrect.
Steve Walsh? I don't know.
No, Steve Walsh is incorrect.
All right, wait. So whose guess is it now?
I don't know.
Is
and I
me?
Don't care.
Is it Steve Berline?
It is not. Joe, next guess to you.
I mean, I'm running out of Bears quarterbacks here. I'm just running out. Who else have they drafted highly?
Mitch Trubisky.
No, I'm just playing. It's not Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, come on.
Imagine if it was, though.
That wouldn't be a bad guess, actually.
No.
He had an okay season there. I don't know, Limits. Give me a clue. And don't let Malzy answer because I need this one. Give me a decade.
90s.
A 90s Bears quarterback?
A 90s Bears quarterback.
Oh, Mike Tomczak.
No, incorrect. Malzy, your guess?
Am I just playing for myself here?
Yeah. Maybe you can beat the guys out.
A 90s Bears quarterback.
A 90s Bears quarterback?
Who's their quarterback on that team?
Donnie, do you remember? Limits.
I'm thinking
mid-90s.
Of hold on. I'm thinking of Tecmo's Super Bowl.
And Joe, how about this? We have a viewing audience here, riveted by the quiz show.
This is a live audience.
Like 94, 95 Bears is what I'm trying to think of here, and I'm drawing a lot of blanks. Steve Berline? No, he wasn't.
No, I said Berline.
I give up.
Donnie, do you give up?
I mean, it's not Jim McMahon, right?
It is not Jim McMahon. Malzy, do you give up?
Who
won the playoff game in Minnesota that year? If it wasn't Tomczak, it was
95.
Somebody, yes, it was somebody like him. It was somebody like Tomczak.
Somebody
like
him. Human being with arms and legs, Joe?
Somebody that throws the football.
No,
yes.
Like a veteran stiff. I know who it was.
Who?
Jim Miller.
No, that is incorrect.
He was a stiff, though.
I don't know. I can't. I can't remember the guy's name.
Give us the answer, Limits. We have to move on.
Eric Kramer was the quarterback.
Wow.
3,838 yards in 95. Wow. Jay Cutler second, 3,812
great.
In 2014.
I'm in
great
here
question.
For another two minutes, Limits, to harass the boys. Let's go.
Wonderful, Malzy. I enjoy it. Okay, in that game that the
Wait,
Steelers.
Is it my question?
Yes, this is to you, Donnie. So the Steelers are 1-6 in Chicago since 1960. The lone win came in 95 when Eric Kramer was the quarterback for the Bears in that game. The Steelers beat them 37-34. This Steelers player, Donnie, combined for 3 touchdowns but also had 2 fumbles in the game. Who was he?
Eric Pegram.
That is correct.
Why are you so sure about that? Did you watch this recently on tape?
Maybe I have. I forgot the quarterback's name, though.
All right. I can't compete.
They made
with
a
that.
Movie about Eric's career. It was called Kramer versus Kramer. He was his own worst enemy.
All right. What's next? I'm down 2-1.
All right. Next question was submitted by Ray Fittipaldo.
Again?
Yes, again. Ray likes contributing to the quiz show.
All right.
Okay,
and you're
Joe.
Too lazy to do it on your own.
No, I asked for one question. One question submitted from the audience. Okay, Joe, the Bears hosted the Packers in the 2010 AFC Championship game.
NFC. Oh.
NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I know. You're going to ask me who the Bears quarterback was. It was
Jay Cutler was the starter, but he got hurt.
Oh, I know this.
Collins,
I know who it is.
I
know
this one. And was hurt. This third-string quarterback played most of the game against Aaron Rodgers.
I remember.
I know it if Joe doesn't.
Joe,
I mean, I remember. I knew you were going to ask me this because I remember this stiff coming on the field.
He was actually okay in that game for a little bit too.
He sucked.
Has something in common with your performances in this quiz show.
Why am I being tortured by the ghost of Malzi here at 84 Lumber?
You're going to lose again. You suck.
Something Strobel. Eric Strobel.
Strobel?
Yeah.
No. Oh, that was loud.
Donnie, you want to say it with me?
I mean, I guess we can count it down. We're just in two different places, so it might be tough.
Three, two, one.
Caleb Haney.
Correct.
Caleb Haney.
Great
BJ
job.
Raji picked him off.
Great Bye, job, fellas. PM team.
Go, Donnie.
See
you,
Malzi.
Bad
Bye,
job,
Malzi.
Joe.
I can still tie this thing, right? How many more questions?
Yeah, so, Joe, you have gotten one correct. Donnie has gotten three correct. Joe, this next question is, you know what, Joe? I'm going to throw you a bone. I'm going to throw this question to you.
Okay.
In October of 2023, the Chicago Bears traded Chase Claypool to this team. Who was it?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Miami Dolphins?
Miami Dolphins number one.
Thank you, Donnie.
That is correct.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I actually wasn't too sure until you said it.
All right, now we go to the final question or one more?
You know, Donnie, maybe I should have thrown that question to you so that we would have ended the quiz show here.
Final question or one more?
The final question is, since 2018...
And this limits, this is worth three, so the winner wins.
Yes. Since 2018, seven Steelers quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers have also played for the Bears. How many of the seven can you name?
Ooh. Wait, since what year?
2018.
I'll say three.
Preface it, Donnie. The last year or the first year that they had either played for the Steelers or the Bears. So let me say it this way. So
since 2018, there's been seven players that have played for both the Steelers and the Bears.
So they either played for the Steelers in 2018 or they played for the Bears in 2018. They may have previously played from like 2008 to 2018, just to say something random. But their last year would have at least been in that window of 2018 to the present. So, Donnie, how many can you name?
Thank you.
Well, it made sense to Donnie. You just have to pay more attention.
I mean, I think it made sense. I'll say three.
Joe, can you name four?
Probably not, but I know Donnie can name three, so what am I supposed to do now?
Can you name four, Joe?
Yeah, I can name four.
Joe, you can name four.
Quarterbacks, receivers, and running backs who played for the Bears and Steelers since 18.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Donnie, can you name five?
No, I'll let Joe do four.
Okay,
he always does this, and
can
I
you
screw
name
it up.
Four.
Chase Claypool.
That is one.
Donnie, I think I'm out.
Woo-hoo! You got it, Joe.
Chase Claypool.
Chase Claypool.
Let me think of all the running backs that have played for the Steelers.
20 seconds.
Since then. 20 seconds? What kind of crap is that?
Well, that's the time limit that was given to the fan versus the fans quiz event. You're down to 15.
Chase Claypool, not Mason Rudolph, not Ben.
10.
Mitch Trubisky.
Mitch Trubisky is 2.
Oh, my God. Here we go, Donnie.
You were now reset to 10 seconds.
Limits, if you said running back, receiver, and quarterbacks, then there must be a running back, correct?
5 seconds.
It's the guy that Ed Bouchette made fun of me for.
3, 2, 1. Joe, we need an answer. Joe, we need an answer.
I don't have an answer.
Joe, we need an answer.
I don't have one.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Who was that guy?
1.
He was a stiff running back who played for both teams and was the guy Ed Bouchette. I have it.
Joe, you're running out of time.
Kalen Ballage.
Kalen Ballage is not correct.
What do you got?
The other one I know for a fact was Fields.
Oh, for God's sake.
Justin Fields, yes.
And then I...
Would you have named 4?
I don't think. Like, I knew those 3.
Now, I'm going to look up Kalen Ballage just to make sure that I didn't miss something.
Oh, this
if you
would
did,
be
it's
all
a
time.
Redo. It's so a recount.
I don't think that I did.
This would be an all-time screw-up from Limits here.
Yeah, it would.
This would be like a Joel Nelson.
I think he came from the Bears, Kalen Ballage. I do. I'm being dead serious
Kalen
about
Ballage
that.
Never played a game for the Chicago Bears.
Was he in their organization?
And that wasn't the question. Had they played a game for the Bears?
Are you sure that was the question?
Yeah, the question was, how many Steelers quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers have played?
All right, name the list.
Justin Fields.
Uh-huh.
Mitch Trubisky.
Yep.
Cordarrelle Patterson.
Oh, he did.
God. Who?
Chase Claypool.
Yeah.
Jesse James. Anthony Miller. And
the
Allen
wide receiver.
Robinson.
Who?
Allen Robinson. We probably should have gotten that one.
From the AP, yeah. Congratulations, Donnie. I'm
down
7-3, I think.
7-2, actually.
Thanks, Limits.
Just continue to grow the lead, Donnie, to the point where we'll get into December. It might be the Steelers getting passed up by the Ravens. The games won't even matter anymore. We won't even have to play them.
Oh, man.
I'll be resting the starters.
That hurts. All right, Limits. Texter, that was actually a great question.
Texter, this is pitiful.
Pitiful?
Other Texter, even more manipulation by Limits.
Yeah.
What am I manipulating? I gave Joe back-to-back questions.
Donnie, I will say this, that this series has been decided by you magnificently manipulating the final question. It's gone to the final. I mean, it's hard not to go to the final question, but there have been times when I've been ahead by 1 or 2 where you have the perfect number as a sort of, you know, limit, no pun intended, that you can get that you know I can't. I was trapped there.
I mean, I'm not always sure that you can't get it. Like, last week, I thought you were going to roll to it because you rattled off, like, what'd you say, 5?
Yeah, Ross Browner's the one who wasn't a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I mean, you rattled off 4, and I thought, okay, he's gonna run all the way home with this one, and then...
The confidence with which you said, what was the second question today? The Bear running back or whoever it was?
No, Eric Pegram.
That was unbelievable because you watched the old tape. That's an advantage for him, Limits, because he watches all the old games between these teams during the week.
Maybe you should watch the games in between the league.
Doing my homework.
That's actually a good line by him. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It is a Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. We're having a great time. We're at 84 Lumber. Out in Bridgeville, there's coffee truck. There's 10% off all retail purchases. As our friend Amy said, you got a sort of idea. You got to brainstorm for a project around the house. They help you here. They help you execute it. They'll get you the materials. Great people over here at 84 Lumber. Donnie and I have more treats than we'll ever know what to do with, including a new golf shirt, Donnie. that I plan to wear.
I knew you would be pumped about that when I saw that at the bottom of the bag.
In fact, I'll wear this with when Dan the mailman takes me to
Neville Wood.
Neville Wood, yeah.
You may throw the hat on, too.
Yeah, I may wind up coming out of here with golf dates at Neville Wood and Nemecolon the way things are going, right?
I think you got a good shot, Joe. I mean, yeah. You have a good in now with both of those avenues.
Limits, this is the greatest day of my life.
Were you able to get me a swag bag?
No. You know what, though? I'm going to come back. I'm going to give you the hat, and I'm going to give you one other treat here.
It is a nice hat, Limits.
Nice.
I got it on right now.
Awesome. I'll tell you what. I'll buy you a can opener, Limits.
A can opener? What do I need a can opener for?
I don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Limits, we've hit the point in the show where it's the final segment, and we don't know where our fearless leader is.
Joe has disappeared on you, Donnie. That's a frequent occurrence for me where I'm scouring the hallways yelling, Joe, where are you?
Yeah, and now we're in a store. We're at the 84 Lumber in Bridgeville where we've had a phenomenal show today. I don't know if he just popped into the bathroom. I don't know if he's looking around to try and complete that at-home project because, as he said earlier, his wife and daughter have him down in the basement like a cat, he described it. He's like that guy from the Goonies, Limits, where he gets put down in the cellar.
What's going on
of the
here?
House.
I'm trying to peacefully go to the bathroom. I got Seth knocking on the door.
Yeah, where are you, Joe?
We have a trained professional here, and Donnie, he's handling things while I handle things. My God. But I'm back, Donnie. Everything go well?
Yes.
What a day this has been at 84 Lumber here in Bridgeville. What a day. One of my favorite remote shows ever. Wonderful people, all kinds of treats left and right, even right down to the bottled water. One of the great Donnie Football Fridays ever. All right, Limits, tell us about the predictions, if you would.
Well, Donnie, unfortunately, the savvy old news hound has caught up.
Uh-oh.
He went 7-1 2 weeks ago, and we went 4-4. He went 8-3 last week.
Yeah, baby.
You went 5-6, and I went 6-5. So Donnie and I are both 40-40. Joe, who at one point was 26-35, has taken the lead at 41-39.
And these two, not you,
so
Donnie.
So come on,
so
Donnie.
Limits had the nerve to jump on me for predicting on your guys' behalf that the Bengals would win outright this
week. Yes, I did.
With a lunch on the line from Nick Costos.
Correct.
The news hound is on a heater here.
You are.
Believe the news hound.
Yeah, I feel like we got to ride with him even more, Limits.
By the way, Limits.
He's red hot.
I am not.
There's a pick of the week, and I'll tell you when we get to it this week in football. One of the picks of the year. I can't believe the point spread that I saw, but go ahead.
All right, Donnie, let's do what we did last week, and we picked the Whipple Championship games that you and I are working tomorrow. So let's do that again with the four classifications that we're playing, 1, 2, 3, and 5A.
Hold on, I picked last week's high school games based on, like, ridiculous things because I know nothing about it. And
go
I
ahead
did
and
well.
Do it again. You did well. You got the same picks that we did.
All right.
Okay, Joe, we'll go to you then first. Now we'll go to Donnie. Laurel and Clairton are playing. Donnie, who do you like?
Give me the Bears, baby. I know Laurel had the upset of the week, but Clairton will be back on top in 1A.
Who are they playing?
Laurel.
Who upset Fort Cherry last week. It was the upset of the weekend.
Is it anywhere near the Laurel Valley Golf Club? Or Laurel Golf Club? I wonder. Man, I'll go with Clairton. You can never go wrong going with Clairton.
I will go with Clairton as well. Very fascinated to see how what they do this year. They didn't allow a point for a large stretch of the season after week one until their final week of the year. Steel Valley against Seton LaSalle. Joe, are you going with the Fighting Rebels?
Of course I am, Limits. Maybe they'll lose in crushing fashion like my daughter's volleyball team to Avonworth when they had match point in the fourth set at 24-23 and wound up losing. And then Avonworth goes on and wins the Whitfield title as an 11 seed.
Wow.
Who seeded the volleyball playoffs this year? The state champion was an 11 seed in the Whitfield playoffs.
They won the states.
What are we doing here?
They won states too? Whitfield and states?
Yes, Whitfield and states.
Wow. Did they have a lot of injuries?
What?
Did they have a lot of injuries? Is that why their record wasn't very good?
No, I think they finished third in their own section, but they were obviously really good.
Congratulations on all their success.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Avonworth is turning into a tremendous athletic school.
Don't I know it. They've ended a bunch of seasons in our family.
We'll get to them in a moment.
Yeah, we're going to get to one in just a moment. I'm going to go with Steel Valley here.
Ooh.
Limits. I think Day-Day Barksdale is going to have a big day.
No Khalil Taylor for Seton LaSalle. Went to Pine Richland for the year. No problem for Seton. I think that they win it and they keep Barksdale in check. Amani and Avonworth, Donnie. The Lopes have been rolling. Luke Neal, incredible player.
Amani Christian
is playing, yes. They have a player that was supposed to go to Penn State and I think just flipped to North Carolina.
Avonworth has been the most impressive team we have seen all season, Limits. And that even spans to a team like Central Catholic, who we saw disband and disarm North Allegheny last week in the 6A title game. And I think what I love about Avonworth is that they don't really have a superstar, like 4 or 5 star skilled player that carries the load for them. They just have a bunch of really good high school football players. We saw that team beat Aliquippa by 2 scores at the Pit. That team then a week later went to Thomas Jefferson and beat them by 3 scores. Avonworth is going to win the state championship in Class 3A. As far as I'm concerned, I think they're going to win tomorrow afternoon too.
My God, Donnie. You know more about that game than I could know if I studied it for 10 hours. I'll go with Avonworth. They always seem to win, so why not now?
I'm going with Avonworth as well, and I think Joe just might be piggybacking off what we're saying. So let's have him pick Peters Township Pine Richland first.
Another shot from this guy who was ahead of me
observation.
By 10 picks 3 weeks ago, and now I'm ahead of him. What's the game?
Peters Township and Pine Richland.
My friend Susie Jones is from Peters Township. I told you this last week. I'm going for them. Is that Batco?
No, it's not. It's my buddy Brennan. He works at Channel 4. He does kind of look like Batco, though.
My God, he looks like the Batconian mongoose.
I am actually going with the upset here, Limits.
Whoa.
I am going to take Peters Township to pull it off. They lost that game last season. Nolan DeLucia got beat up in that game. And I know that Pine Richland hung 67 on North Allegheny about a month ago, but North Allegheny really isn't that good of a team this year. They just benefited from playing in 6A, and we saw what Central Catholic did to them a week ago. So I somewhat throw that game out the window. And Peters Township really impressed me last week in a game that we thought would come down to the wire. They dominated Upper St. Clair for 4 quarters, and they turned it on even more in the second half.
I think this is going to be a battle, Donnie, of teams that are loaded with 5 stars, 4 stars everywhere, mostly just 4 stars. But Pine Richland adding Khalil Taylor, I think, is a different factor. I don't know how Peters is going to be able to cover Taylor and Timmons. Timmons now a 5-star on the outside. Ubi Strader, I think, maybe doesn't win the quarterback matchup, but I like Mac Miller for Pine Richland. I like their defense. From a South Hills perspective, I'd like to see Peters do very well, but I think Pine Richland has just way too much firepower, and they're going to win. All right, let's get to the college games. Joe, tonight West Virginia is at Clemson, and the Tigers are 3.5-point favorites. It's a Friday night game.
3.5 points?
That's it.
Wait a minute. Are you sure this isn't hoops that we're talking about here? I thought West Virginia was on a bye.
Oh, it might actually be hoops. Yeah, you're right, it is hoops. All right, disregard that.
No. You know what?
For one week, we're
picking a basketball game. West Virginia 3.5 at Clemson. I'm going with West Virginia from what I saw of them. They're pretty good. We're picking this basketball game.
Yeah, I'll take them too. I mean, they blew Pitt's doors off, and I know Pitt's not necessarily a good team, but yeah, I'm going to take them out.
WVU around the board. All right, USC at Oregon tomorrow.
Which sport?
This is football. USC is 15th in the country. Oregon is 7th in the country, and they're favored by 10.5.
Who are they playing?
USC.
Is it at Oregon?
It's at Oregon.
I'm going to take Oregon. I'm going to go with Dan Lanning's Ducks.
Limits, who are you
going
to pick?
I'm going with USC. I feel like 10.5 is just too big of a spread, and it's going to be a competitive game, Joe.
Well, let me take a quick look at USC here. Oh, gee, they beat Matt Rhule. That was tough. You know what Matt Rhule's record is against ranked teams?
It's like 2-24.
Somehow worse than James Franklin's.
It is worse than
James
Franklin.
He makes James Franklin look like Bear Bryant against ranked teams. He's 0-8 at Nebraska. Anyway, you know what? I think Notre Dame's pretty good, and USC hung within 10 at Notre Dame. I'm going to take USC in this game to cover.
I am as well. All right, Nebraska at Penn State. The Nittany Lions are favored by 7.5. Donnie, Catron Allen has a chance to break the all-time Penn State rushing record. He needs 139 yards. I think he does it. I wish I could go, but we're doing high school football, and I have Penn State winning and covering.
This is the game that I was talking about earlier. 8.5 Nebraska's favored by at Penn State?
7.5 we have it at, unless the line changed.
Okay, that's fine.
And Nebraska is the favorite.
What? No, Penn State is the favorite.
What? Brett. How is Penn State favored by 7.5 over anybody?
Now it is 8.5. So what would you like to go with, 7.5 or 8.5, Joe?
Who's favored in the game?
Penn State is favored in the game.
I thought the listing I saw was Nebraska.
No, I'm looking at it right now.
Now I'm confused. I'm going to pick.
Oh, my gosh.
Nebraska, I guess, now.
Go ahead.
Nebraska.
We'll go with 7.5.
Is this a softball game or football?
Baseball.
I'm actually going against my better thoughts. I'll take Penn State here. I think they make it 2 in a row, and I think they win by 10+.
All right, Joe. Pitt at Georgia Tech. Yellow Jackets are only favored by 2.5 in this game. They're the 16th ranked team in the country.
Pitt's game against Notre Dame, while a mismatch talent-wise, was also very, very worrisome. Unfortunately, I have a feeling we're in the midst of another Narduzzi collapse. I'm going to go, and I'm worried about Heinschel now after last week. I'm going to go Georgia Tech to cover.
What's the number here again?
It's 2.5, Georgia Tech.
Oh. I think Pitt actually, oh, man. 2.5 is a tiny number for college football.
Yeah.
Donnie's starting to feel some pressure here late in the season.
I am.
He's winning the quiz show, but he's crumbling here.
I'm going to say that Pitt bounces back, Joe.
Wow.
Ooh. Wow.
I think Pitt bounces back. And
the
win.
Race to go to the ACC championship game continues for Donnie.
They could lose this one 110-3 and still have a big game left.
I have Georgia Tech winning this one by a touchdown. Patriots at the Bengals. Does New England win this game, Joe? So will Joe Burrow play? It is still up in the air. The point spread for this matchup currently is 7 points favoring New England. And you, picking it for us, says that the Bengals will win.
I think the Bengals will win outright. And if Burrow runs onto that field, it'll even be more so. It's time for the Patriots to even out a little bit. Like Drake May, he's a legit MVP candidate. But come on, that roster, top to bottom, they're going to lose a couple games still. And this will be one of them.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Cincy will win the game outright. If it does, then Joe is a genius, and he has us down for a couple of lunches on Nick Costos' dime.
Two steak dinners.
But I will take Cincy to cover here regardless. I think it's a close game.
Yeah, I'm also going with the Bengals to cover. I wish that would have been the bet to cover and not outright win. But
Well, hold on a second. If you think, Limits, it's going to be a close game, then what's so crazy about picking the Bengals to win a game you think is going to be close anyway?
Because the Bengals have been so bad in close games this year, like that game against the Jets, late against the Steelers a couple of weeks ago. They were good, but overall the results have not favored the Bengals at the end of games. Because that Bears game where Chicago came back on them, I just don't have the confidence that the Bengals defense would be able to hold them off.
All right, we have to go.
Okay, quickly, Jets at Ravens, 13.5 points. The Ravens are favored.
Jets, cover.
Jets.
Ravens. Browns at Raiders. The Raiders are favored by 4.
Browns win the game outright.
Nobody should be favored by 4. Whoever the other team is that wasn't favored by 4 will cover.
I also have the Browns then, I guess, after Joe's soliloquy. Okay, Steelers at Bears. Chicago favored by 2.5. Aaron Rodgers, according to Mike Tomlin today, is officially questionable. He was a limited participant in today's practice.
Steelers 26-20. They cover and win.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Steelers 28-18. I still think that Rodgers will play. Do you?
Yeah, I think he's going to play.
I'm going with the Steelers 21-18. I do think that Aaron Rodgers will play, and I think that they will take this one just ever so slightly by a field goal, gentlemen.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
65% chance of rain tonight. High of Jeff Locke, 49. Low of Bobby Spillane, 41. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Our thanks to the great people here at 84 Lumber in Bridgeville. You should stop out. What an awesome store. 10% off all Pittsburgh area 84 Lumber showrooms today and tomorrow off retail purchases. Thanks again to all the folks out here. Donnie, Limits, talk to you guys soon. And, of course, our great friend Seth, the Eagles backer, to our left. Thank you, Donnie.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.